The atheist start, yeah, okay. I've got two suggestions. First one, people are free to think and to believe what they want. Religions should be handled like any other thoughts and beliefs. And it's in a society where people fundamentally accept each other and find ways to also develop common experiences and common interests, despite their differences, reactionary religious tendencies will lose their influence. This is the first one. So, freedom of religion. And the second one, I think it's not discussed very often in that way. Because I think that freedom of religion also means freedom from state intervention in religion. And if you look at Germany's policies in relationship to Islam, the so-called Islam Conference. I think this whole kind of policy is a very good example of how a state should not act and should not communicate with religion. Because in my point of view, the German state has created a situation in which very conservative and backward bodies that use Islam to legitimize their own authority have come to represent and influence large sections of society without any kind of democratic or even religious approval. And I think this policy has been very damaging. Today, we, the Germans at least, we tend to see migrants not as individual Iranians or Lebanese or Afghans or whatever, but we all tend to see them as collective Muslims. So what has changed is the kind of is the kind of prism through which we look at people. In the past, when I was young, decades ago, we were looking to foreigners on my street. We didn't care about whether he was religious or not. We knew that this guy comes from Iran. What we also knew somehow is that Iranians are different. There can be left-wing ones, there can be right-wing ones. So this classification Iranian didn't help us much further, really. But today, we are all, the only thing we learn is, oh yes, this is a Muslim. Be careful. We don't really know what they are on about. What we ended up with is a kind of groupthink, collective groupthink. And the bad thing is that this kind of way that we see people is sponsored and organized by the German state by taking very conservative Muslim individuals, sponsoring them and making them the kind of Botschafter?
Ambassador
for the Muslim community that didn't exist in the past. So this is a very bad thing, and I think this is what we have to overcome, this kind of putting people into cultural or religious boxes. This is my suggestion.
So it's both a plea for let's go from collectivism to judging the individual, as well as let's stop the state intervention, especially when it comes in form of partnering with the wrong kinds of organizations.
Yes, because the state intervention leads us to see people, to put people into boxes, whether they want it or not. So basically, this is the kind of funny multicultural thing. We all think that our society is so diverse, so many groups, but as soon as we come to the border of the group, we somehow believe that the groups are homogeneous. But then they're not, and we have to really put that thought of individuality and identity a bit forward and liberate individuals from this kind of thinking in boxes.
So multiculturalism by being a plea for tolerance for some, you would say, well, no, it's about collectivism. It's about seeing people as part of the culture.
Yeah, and this kind of groupthink, in my point of view, is very anti-liberty, because for the individual, it's hardly impossible to jump out of that box again once you're in there. Yeah? You are Muslim, full stop. Yeah? And sometimes I even have the impression that these kind of new barriers that are built up, it's even harder to overcome these barriers than the old racial divides, I think.
Mustafa, what do you think? Your two main